Your friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Good afternoon. This is Debbie, your host for Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. We broadcast from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis. These are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Iniwak, Nahitawak, Ocheti Shakoan, and Dakota Oyate. Active Voice showcases vocal music of all kinds, times, and cultures, choral music, a cappella groups, and diverse ensembles and singer-songwriters. Thanks for tuning in. Well, welcome to Active Voice for June 27th. So nice to have you here. I'm looking forward to sharing an interview I did with Bobby Dove the day after they did a concert at the Old Grace Housing Co-op. It was recorded last Saturday, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it, along with a lot of Bobby Dove's music. First, I'll just let you know about some upcoming events in the next little while. The Canada Day on the 1st of July, Wednesday. You can catch things at the Forks. You can celebrate Canada Day with festivities such as the return of dance battles, an interactive West African drumming workshop, skateboarding demonstrations, spray painting with Pitikwe, and live music featuring Irvin Miller and more, as well as a handmade market. And Canada Day at Assiniboine Park, you can hear the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra from 11 a.m. till 12 noon, and then the Winnipeg Steel Orchestra at 1:15, Tommy Phil at 2:30, and Andrina Turin and Begonia are performing at from 4 to 5 as part of the National Evening Show celebrating our Canada. So some fun things. And for those of you with active voices, you might enjoy the day camp that's held annually at the United Church in Meadowood. This year it's from July 13th to 17th, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. It's called Earth Song Singing for Connection 2026, under the direction of Jeremy Valence. And you can find out more and register at their website, UCIM, that is United Church in Meadowood, ucim.org/earthsong. If you have any events that you would like to promote, please just contact me at Debbie, that's D-E-B-B-Y, at ckuw.ca. I'd be happy to post and promote any events that feature vocal music, vocal artists, singer-songwriters, and the like. Well, let's move on to my interview with Bobby Dove. Welcome, Bobby Dove, to Active Voice today.
Thank you, Debbie. Great to be here.
It was really great fun at your concert at Old Grace Housing Co-op last night. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I had a really nice time playing for you folks. Yeah, it's a really nice community.
It is, and we're really lucky to have folks like you willing to come and share your talents with us. And I downloaded Fortune Teller from Bandcamp a while ago, and I just love listening to it. And I have to say, one of my favorite songs is Trans-Canadian Blues.
Thank you.
It's just so much fun, and it feels like a lot of the stories in there are kind of based in fact.
Yeah, I can't make this stuff up.
Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I remember writing the song kind of coming off the road. I had just done, I think it was, maybe it was not right off the road, but I know what tour I was thinking of, because there was a time period, I think it was November 2023, when I went all the way to Vancouver Island and back to Manitoba, and then had like a few days at home, and then went to New Brunswick and back to Manitoba, all by car, of course, and in November to boot. So it wasn't exactly like some of the driving was by the skin of your teeth type of feeling, and it wasn't always like pretty and wonderful, like the way that, you know, not that it ever is always pretty and wonderful, but you know, like the summer is much nicer time to do that type of drive. And I was packing in a lot of shows at that time, because I was also trying to keep myself distracted for other reasons, and I had booked so much for myself. There was actually a Home Roots tour as part of that as well, I think, on the Western leg. There were lots of great shows. And my goal of that song was not to like totally lament the touring experience, but maybe to kind of shed some light on some of the more challenging moments. Especially because, like, you don't write a song about how wonderfully comfortable you were at that house concert, you know, and how nice it was to sleep, you know, with a feathered blanket, you know, in a heritage home on a winery. Like, that doesn't make a good song. What makes a good song is, you know, telling the truth about some of the harder moments, I think.
Goose and Walla with a couple honking mamas at Woody's.
One of the stories I enjoyed last night that you told was about the story behind Billie Holiday.
Yeah. And that's very like contextual, especially for folks in Winnipeg, like who go to the Times Change and know about that whole scene and how what I love about the Times is that it is like, in a sense, timeless. Like you go in there and I mean, there's a poster even, I have a 2018 poster on the wall that they've kept on the wall. It's almost been a decade, right, since then. And there are beautiful portraits of legendary artists like Billie Holiday. And it's just so, I think that's really an impactful thing, like just to have those images and that feeling of like that spirit of the history of music and artistry to be surrounded by that. So yeah, like I was definitely inspired by that. And I don't remember when it was or how it was. I mean, I've been playing at the time since I'd say the first time I played there was, oh yeah, that poster actually is from 2017, not 2018, if I'm remembering correctly. And I think that was the first time that I ever played there was, and that was the tour poster for this, one of my very first Cross Canada tours going west from when I was living in Montreal. And I do remember that time. I remember the first time I played at the Times. I remember it very well. I remember meeting Micah Ehrenberg and us taking a picture together, a selfie together, or someone took a picture of us and we looked like twins. Yeah.
Like a song, we tell the best parts of the truth. I see roads. No, I guess I won't be traveling. Feel my heavy coat unraveling like the words I thought I knew. Holding notes, fog in the windows, fire in the belly. What were you gonna tell me before I talked right? Over you, and the love I got for you will never fade like all the I can see her paint-struck beauty in the garden that she wears. Have I lived past my coming of age? Will my face be framed one day for other stragglers who stand here? Lights go dim. Now it's time to tell my story. There is no pride, no glory, just six strings I can bear. And you've known how it feels to be lonesome. You've played this joint and then some. I can see it in your stare.
I learned last night listening to your introductions of songs how important it is to you to honor the traditions and some of the folks who've all come to love. And I noticed that you even did some yodeling.
Yeah, try.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. And do you want to talk a little bit more about sort of that heritage? Not just the yodeling, but the musical heritage.
Well, I could address the yodeling actually in that whole description of lineage, because one of my biggest mentors in real life was, but still is, of course, in my heart, Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill is actually was one of the first radio DJs in the 1950s or ever, of course, because, you know, who brought live music to the radio and played with a live band on the radio in Canada. So, like he had, folks like Jean Carignan and, my brain isn't working right now. There's a famous Canadian mandolin player as well that I could, yeah, I'll probably remember after we're done our interview. But anyways, he had a great group of musicians that would play live with him on the radio. And he was also like a mentor to me as a singer and guitar player, because he was an avid performer and he yodeled. I have someone actually, a band from Guelph, the Ever-Loving Jug Band, once found his vinyl record at some like... garage sale or some record store like somewhere and left it for me at Grumpy's in Montreal for me to pick up while I was while they were on tour or something like that. Anyways, I because it's really hard to get your hands on one of these vinyls, and Anyways, Bobby Hill is an amazing person. He was like a historian. He was the steel player at the Wheel Club in Montreal when I met him, because he'd all but lost most of his singing voice. And he wasn't standing up and playing guitar very often. And I just remember the time that, because he was basically making me mixtapes, giving me lyric sheets. This is back, like, let's say in 2011, 2012. And he's providing me with all this material. And we're going into the back room of the Wheel Club, and he's tutoring me on how to sing these songs correctly, these old songs, and duets. He'd get me to sing with, like, there was a specific other person at the Wheel Club, an older gentleman named Bob Comeau, who he'd curate our singing together, these duets, these old time duet songs like One by One, You and Me, and stuff like that. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, real old stuff. And then I had like the mixtapes to go with it. Like I had to find a tape deck so I could listen to these, and I did. And I connected it to, I had a sound system, but I didn't have a tape deck. So my friend helped me track down a good tape deck. Anyways, sorry, I could go on and on about this, but I haven't lately. So I'm really, yeah, you're tapped into like a floodgate or something. But basically Bobby, yeah, he yodeled, he wrote songs. After his death, I recorded one of the songs that he wrote that he never recorded or performed. Oh yeah, but what I wanted to say is that, yeah, some point at the Wheel Club, he got up from his lap steel, picked up an acoustic guitar, and sang with me. And everyone there who had known him for like decades and hadn't seen this since God knows when, there was this sound. You could hear it in the audience. People were shocked. Everyone took out their camera. It was like, what is happening right now? And he got up and he sang with me. And we sang, I think it was, we sang Flame in Your Heart, which is a George Jones and I think Tammy Wynette, but he might have done it with someone else, duet. And we sang Dear John as a duet. And he did the recitation. And I have like video of this stuff too. So it's not great video, but I have documentation of this. So all of this like lives inside of me every day. And like I have his guitar strap is the strap that I was wearing last night. The capo that I use is his capo. I have his book of lyrics of some many of his lyrics from like old time country songs.
Local officials have declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
Dream.
This is Bobby Dove, and you're listening to Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You know, when you were talking about songwriting, I just love your songwriting. And one of the Songs from Leaving Manitoba, which is one of my favorites. I'm sure it's one of your most popular songs lately. But the words "to dress our wounds neath harvest moons, lighting up the scars, our scars." I love that line, and there are just so many, but that one just jumps out at
Thanks.
me. And I just wonder if you could share a little bit about the process of songwriting for you.
Well, thank you so much. And with that song, I would say the process was very an emotional process. That was, song was a very, like, it deals with some, I guess, heavy or sorrowful emotions. But then it's also kind of like an alchemy thing, like taking all of this sadness about memories and sort of like trying to lean into the beauty of those memories as sad as you are in that moment, and trying to lean into even if that beauty wasn't necessarily always like shared between the people in the song, like, or things don't work out, like just this feeling of our lives are poetic. Things that my life felt poetic in that moment for sure. And having we learn from each other in this life, and I think it's important to, like, I guess I honor those, honor that, because everything that we go through kind of like changes us. And in the songwriting process, I think I'm looking to like explore that, and also not to give in totally to despair in my life, because it's, I think in all of our lives, there's so many things that could make us easily feel to give in to the feelings of despair and sadness, depression, grief, whatever, whatever that thing might be that we all, these are all such like universal experiences. I mean, not all the time, but there's times and periods in our lives that are hard. And I wrote that song in a period of time where I was realizing things and facing reality in a sense. But then, hopefully that type of poetry and that type of imagery and that melody and that whole feeling, like, hopefully it helps others as well, like kind of process whatever they're going through, because it doesn't have to just be about one thing, one person, one experience. Like, so I think that's like my goal as a songwriter, is just to kind of like open up this world, or this well of like feelings or like spirit, and invite people into that as well, and invite people to work through things with that as well.
It helps me understand why it's so easy to connect to your songs because of that authentic voice that's coming through.
Thank you.
Still care. It hurts too much here knowing I'll never be your man. Soon the snow will cover up my path to get back home. With my guitars, this bleeding heart, other things I own. It's not much, but it's a lot. My car. I fell in love neath big skies with everything you are. I never thought that we could go so far. To dress our wounds neath harvest moons lighting up our grass. I knew you'd be my lover, and I wouldn't have to ask. Joe Pye, snapdragon, foxtail, and your favorite goldenrod. Bouquets you saved from early days by grace of God.
How does moving to Manitoba influence everything?
Yeah, the folks in on the radio can't see the eyebrows go up, you know? Well, it influences a lot. Like, I mean, even like the imagery from that song, like I you don't just, like, I think for things to move us, like things can move us when we're just passing through, but when you stay a little while, you know, really sinks in. What it is to live in the prairies, what it is to live amongst, like, you know, Manitoba has a vast openness that being from Quebec, it doesn't have quite the same, like, it's not quite the same landscape. There's beauty in the nature everywhere in this world. But yeah, there's just a specific sort of prairie feeling that I think that I really tapped into, especially on this record, getting out here. And you know, I moved here for different reasons, during a time when not much was going on in socially or professionally because of these lockdowns of the pandemic. I knew I had a record, Hopeless Romantic. I knew I had that in the can, and it was just almost done being mixed the time when I moved here. So I knew there was still some like work to do on that and stuff with design. And I got all of that together while living out here, even remotely, and put out the record when I couldn't even tour it back in 2021. And that actually served me well in a sense, because there were a lot of listeners. There were a lot of people poised to listen. People weren't going out. So what are you going to do for inspiration for music is like listen to new releases. So there was an openness and a receptivity. I felt like that the people who love singer songwriter and Americana country stuff were very open to it at that time. And that really helped open things up for me. Then when shows came back into play, I felt like being in Manitoba, like living in Manitoba, once things opened up again, I felt like I had support from, you know, organizations here in Manitoba Music, Manitoba Film and Music, you know, John Schools at the Times Change, festivals out here. I played Winnipeg Folk Fest. I played Whoop and Holler, and I played different, you know, music. It was Killarney, the Killarney Festival. They started a music festival as well. So there's had support, had a good experience being a resident and an artist in Manitoba. So I'm really grateful, honestly. And of course from UMFM and CKUW, like this, and no shade on Quebec, but like, this is not support that I received as an Anglo Quebec country Americana singer songwriter, you know, not to put too many labels on myself there, you know. And then also coming from, you know, being here, I've also gone through other huge changes. Like I went through top surgery. It's gender affirming surgery that was made possible by the referral of an amazing GP and other health practitioners in Manitoba. And then it was facilitated by the Trans Health Clinic at Clinic with a K. And I can tell you, like, how different things are for me in such a positive way now. And I'm just so grateful that I do live in a place where that was covered, with healthcare, and that I receive that support. Yeah.
You kick my funny bone each time you're near. I dump them over, laughing through my tears. Why can't you stop this? I can't say what's happening. I'm a known assassin.
Some shows you have coming up.
Well, I recently did do my full band release show at the Times Change, so that's in the past. So I'm thinking about doing another release show. Actually, last night after the concert at the Old Grace, I bumped into a CBC reporter, came up to me at the for the French CBC here, came up to me at the place where I was having a bite to eat by myself at a cute brewery I like in the Sherbrooke area called Next Door. I was eating something or about to eat something, and she came out and said, "Oh, I'm your biggest fan." I said, "Well, where were you?" At my album release, because the attendance wasn't great, to be honest. Okay. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because, and she said, "Well, maybe you should do another one, and we should do a story about how the algorithm is screwing artists, you know?" And I said, "Definitely, maybe." Definitely, maybe. Is my answer to most things. But yeah, anyways, I do have shows coming up. I'm doing July 2nd solo at Kilter Brewing. I don't know if, yeah. What else am I doing in Manitoba exactly? I'm trying to remember. I am going out west. So I'm playing Big Flat Folk Fest in Saskatchewan. I'm playing a South Country Fair in Fort McLeod, Alberta. I'm doing shows in between. I'm doing a Calgary album launch at the Ironwood on July 14th, in case you know folks in Calgary, with Jaden Riley, who's an amazing Métis country singer, is going to open and also come up as a special guest. She's fabulous. You should catch up with her sometime when you can. And what else am I doing? Oh, then I'm going to play Toronto Folk Festival in August. I believe I'm also playing the Winnipeg Tattoo Convention here in Winnipeg, I think on August 8th, at the Red River Convention Center over there. And I'm going to, do Toronto Folk Festival late August, as well as I'm going to the UK and playing a festival there called The Long Road, which I'm very excited about. Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris, Jim Lauderdale, they're all on that bill. They're the big names on that bill, and I'm sure many others that I'm forgetting right now. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the shows this summer. And people can find the music at bobbydove.com. They can follow me on social media at Bobby Dove Music.
Good.
And I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and doing my best, even though I'm much better in real life, let's be honest. But it's good to try to build those things as well, I guess.
fortune teller, making shit up as I go along, telling folks what they want to hear in a lonesome country song. Well, I got some wings to fly and I got some knees to crawl, have my heart to pick up every time you call. But I don't need much from you, no, I don't need much at all. Like a crow, I'm perched upon the branches of so tall. And I'm not afraid to soar, and I'm not afraid to fall. Am I just an angel number? Am I just a changing line? You can roll the dice with me, but you can't win every time. Well, I got no poker face, but at least it's really mine. It's not always nice and sweet, but at least it's always kind. And I don't leave much to fate, no, I don't leave much behind. Take the path of synchronicity, and I listen to each sign. And a wise man once told me, hindsight's always blind.
Declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
Why? Just wanna keep on giving till the well runs dry.
And you just heard the title track of Fortune Teller, the new album released by Bobby Dove in April. And before that, we heard Jaden Riley of the Calgary, Alberta with the song Chickens in the Trailer Park. Jaden will be performing with Bobby Dove next month in Calgary. And in between the interview segments today with Bobby Dove, we heard a lot of songs from Bobby's new album, including Trans-Canada Blues, Billie Holiday, Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere, Dreamt I Met John Prine, and Leaving Manitoba. We also heard Hopeless Romantic, the title track from their album of the same name, released in 2021. Well, thank you for listening to Active Voice today. I hope you found some voices to love. Be well, stay safe, and tune in again next week for another great original show. And stay tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM for Eclectic Resident.
You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
Testing.
I had a dream.
every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey Winnipeg, what happens to your discarded bike? The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair Education and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep all of us on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. Got a bike or some parts that you want to put to good use? Drop them off at the City of Winnipeg's 4R locations on Panet Road, Pacific Avenue, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair support, and bike giveaways. Since 2010, Winnipeggers have helped the Wrench divert over 250,000 kilograms of bikes and parts from the landfill, ensuring that anyone who wants a bike has a bike. Let's keep rolling. For more information, visit us at thewrench.ca.